Welcome in to the Landry Football Podcast Network and a Monday night edition of Scott and Rob. As the Pittsburgh Steelers head to Indianapolis to play the Indianapolis Colts, which will wrap up officially the long football weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. The Colts 1-1. They played better since they've got Matt Ryan back in fold. The Steelers playing pretty well last week, making some plays on offense. Kenny Pickett growing a little bit. But I do think that the Colts look a little poised, a little bit better. The Steeler team getting T.J. Watt back, a little bit better defensively. To me, it's about the running game. For the Colts, it's about the run game and giving some time for Matt Ryan to operate. And that means that the running game has to be clicking. They have to be able to stay committed to it. I don't think the Steelers offense is going to run away from anybody. They're not going to run away from the Colts. So I do think this is going to be a line of scrimmage game. I think that the Steelers like that. I think this Colts defense has a chance to be a pretty good defense down the stretch. And I do think this is a matchup that favors them when the Steelers have the football. Getting pressure on Kenny Pickett, getting him in the third and longs, that's the key. Can the Colts do a good enough job of protecting up front in the passing game, which is going to start from the running game? Look, this is a different team simply because Jonathan Taylor is an elite running back that they've got to get on track here. So we'll see if they can do it. We'll see if the Steelers at home can rise up. The Colts still trying to fight and hang in there, but both of these teams are on life support to try to find a way to win one here. Hey, a reminder, you can get more detailed film room breakdowns on this game and all the games in the NFL, college football, over at LandryFootball.com, where you can get scouting and coaching analysis from a coach and a scouting perspective from inside the film room. That's what we do for you at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of the football season sale today. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football shows. Hey, appreciate you joining us now. For the route to victory on this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory embedding the Monday night football matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts a 2.5-point favorite. Game did open as the Colts a full field goal favorite, bet down that half point. Total's been at 39.5 for most of the week. On the season, Steelers 4-5-1 ATS, 2-3 on the road. The Colts 5-6 ATS, 3-2 on the home field. Both teams have been under teams. Steelers 6 of their 10, the Colts 9 of their 11 games. In the matchup, the home team 6-1 ATS in the last 7 games. The Steelers 5-1 in the last 6 matchups. The under has hit 4 of the last 5 in Indianapolis. However, 6 of the last 8 overall have gone over the total. Team trends on this one, pointing at both teams going under. The Steelers 6-1 in their last 7 following an ATS loss have gone under the total. As for the Colts, 9 of their last 10 on field turf, 14 of their last 16 overall, and 6 of their last 7 on the home field have all gone under the total. Keep an eye on kicker Chris Boswell for the Steelers, dealing with some kicking issues. That could be a big injury to play towards that total. Defensive end Quiddy Pay questionable with an ankle for the Colts. The big injury there. My play in this one, I'm going to take the Colts minus the 2.5. I like that number being under 3. I think the Colts win this game. I think they're the better team at home. They're playing better. Kenny Pickett on the road, a lot of factors there, but I'll take the Colts on the home field. Of course, the lean is under based on a lot of those trends. Both offenses have been rough. I'm concerned. Matt Ryan, Kenny Pickett, maybe you get a defensive touchdown, a pick six that could put this total over. But my lean is under, and if this one, you know, does get back to 40, that will be a play. But 39.5 right now, still leaning on the under. See if we can get a half point or so more as the rest of the week goes on. So Colts minus 2.5, and a lean towards the under. More NFL previews as well as previews of the top college matchups each and every week. It's on the Scout and the Route. You can find it on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been the Route to Victory in betting the Steelers and Colts.